Hello everybody, welcome to Scratch the Surface Podcast. I am Real Pestaño. If you're new here, this is the space where we zoom in on the Bible and have a great time. And welcome back again to Scratch the Surface. It's always a joy in my heart to share to you the words of our Lord. I appreciate all the comments, all the people that like, share, and subscribe this video. Maraming salamat po. Na-appreciate ko po kayong lahat. So in this episode, tayo na po ay nasa Romans chapter 4 at tayo na po ay nasa episode 15. Alright, we have been malayo-layo na rin po ang ating pong napag-aralan and we will discuss the whole chapter pero hindi ko na po babasahin para po maka-save tayo ng time. So i-discuss natin yung buong chapter ng Romans chapter 4. So, ang atin pong topic ngayon is all about justification by faith. So, ito po ay continuation ng last subject natin about justification. And dito po sa Romans chapter 4, mas binigyan din pa ni Apostle Paul kung ano ang justification para mas lalo nating maintindihan. At pag naintindihan natin, mas lalo po nating ma-appreciate. Okay? And dito, ibibigay ko muna yung overview or tinatawag natin na sermon outline. Ito po yung nagsisilbing guide, roadmap ng atin pong mga tatalakayin. So, Romans chapter 4, verse 1 to verse 8, we will talk about justification apart from man's work. Verse 9 to verse 12, we will talk about justification apart from rituals. Verse 13 to verse 17, justification apart from the law. Verse 18 to verse 25, justification apart from personal insufficiency. So, i-recap muna natin, ano nga ba ulit yung justification? Justification, it is God's legal declaration that the sinner is declared as righteous. We were declared righteous not because we are righteous, not because we are moral, although we have a inherent kindness, but it's not sufficient enough to bring us salvation. We were not justified because we are good people. We were declared righteous because Jesus Christ redeemed us. He took our place. He became a propitiation or substitution. Binuhat niya lahat ng ating guilt, lahat ng ating penalties, lahat ng ating violation. They were put on Christ at the cross of Calvary. So, siya na perfect was declared as a sinner at tayo naman na sinner was declared as a righteous. That's what we call justification. Now, here's the problem. The problem is, maraming mga Hudyo ang ayaw maniwala dito. They don't believe this. And they don't want to believe this because they still hold on to their rituals. They are still zealous to the laws and the ceremonies and then mga traditions na pinanghawakan nila na in their mind, na itanim at naituro sa kanila that this is the right way to be accepted in the sight of God through their rituals, their ceremonies, and their tradition. So para mas makonvince ni Paul ang mga Hudyo, si Paul din ay Hudyo at gusto niya makonvince ang kanyang mga fellow brothers and fellow brethren, ginamit ni Paul ang isa sa perfect example ng justification and that is the life of Abraham. Ang buong Romans chapter 4 ay ginamit ni Paul ang life of Abraham as an example of what is justification. So from verse 1 to verse 8, pinakita dito that Abraham was justified apart from his works. Tingnan niyo yung argument ni Paul. Argument number 1. Sabi niya sa verse 2, "For if Abraham were justified by works, he had whereof to glory, but not before God." So argument number 1 ni Paul, if Abraham was justified by his works, then he had something to boast about. Meron po siyang maipagyayabang. At alam natin sa 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 31, sabi ng Bible, God does not want to share his glory. So no single person in heaven ang sisigaw-sigaw sa langit at sasabihin niya, I made it myself, I'm prayerful, I'm fastingful, I'm a righteous person, that's why I deserve here in heaven. Wala po. No one will have glory in the presence of the Lord. Kundi, according sa Revelation chapter 5, Revelation chapter 5, verse 11 to 12, ang sabi doon, mga kapatid, and I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, riches, and wisdom, and strength, honor, glory, and blessing. No one will scream at heaven at sasabihin, I'm good, I'm great, I'm awesome, I'm wonderful. No. Lahat ng tao sa heaven, lahat ng creatures sa heaven, they will all cry out, worthy is the Lamb. Argument number two, balik tayo sa Romans chapter 4. Argument number two, ginamit naman ni Paul si David. Okay? Kinote niya lang si David, although majority ng part ng Romans 4 is all about Abraham, pero nag-quote siya from the Psalm of David in Psalms chapter 32, verse 1 to 2. Basahin natin. Sa Psalms chapter 32, reading at verse 1 up to verse 2. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. This is a perfect statement ng justification coming from the Old Testament. So sabi ni Paul, argument number two niya, si King David nga nag-declare na we are blessed when we were declared forgiven, hindi inimpute sa atin yung ating mga kasalanan. So ang Psalms chapter 32 verse 2 to 3 ay isang poetic expression ni David ng isang feeling ng isang taong na justified. That is his argument number 2. Verse 9 to verse 12, mababasa nyo dyan. Ang next point naman ni Abraham is justification apart from rituals. After ipakita ni Paul na si Abraham ay hindi naligtas dahil sa kanyang works, dahil kung sa kanyang works, he had something to glory of. Pangalawa, justification apart from with rituals. Argument number 3, God declared Abraham as righteous before he was circumcised. Now, there is a common belief sa mga Hudyo na for them to be justified, they must be circumcised. So, Paul points out, and sabi ni Paul, kung circumcision ang paraan para ma-justify ng tao, how come Abraham was justified before he was circumcised? So, that is a very, very good point. Because in Genesis chapter 15, mababasa natin that God declared Abraham as righteous not because he was circumcised, dahil hindi pa siya circumcised nung time na to, but because of his faith. Natanggap lang ni Abraham yung covenant of circumcision galing sa Diyos sa Genesis chapter 17. So tama yung sabi sa Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1, without faith it is impossible to please God. We are commanded in the scripture to walk in the same faith of Abraham. Kung ano yung pananampalataya ni Abraham, we must walk at the same faith. So, in Romans 3:30, the question is not circumcised ka ba or hindi. Hindi po yun ang question. The question is, do you have faith? Because kung ikaw ay isang Hudyo, pwede ka namang ma-circumcise kahit wala kang faith. Ginawa mo lang yun dahil wala, kailangan mong gawin. Right? Kailangan mong mag-comply. Pero ang totoo, napilitan ka lang, hindi ka talaga naniniwala. So ang pinaka barometer or determining factor po sa Diyos ay yung ating faith. Yung circumcision, yun na lang po yung continual obedience, yung manifestation. Galatians 3 verse 7, we are children of Abraham, not by circumcision, but by faith. Galatians 3:29, at yung promise na meron kay Abraham, if we have the same faith na meron si Abraham, we are heirs of the same promise. Verse 13 to verse 17. Ito naman, justification apart from rituals. Argument number 4. How could we say na si Abraham ay na justified through the obedience of the law? Eh, nung time nga na yun, wala pang law, right? Wala pang Mosaic law coming, mga kapatid, binigay ng Diyos kay Moses. Sino ang nauna? Si Abraham, si Moses. Si Abraham, right? Wala pa si Moses, hindi pa siya nag-exist sa mundo. Andiyan na po si Abraham, pero ginastify na ng Diyos si Abraham, wala pa po yung law. So Abraham was not justified because of the law. Abraham was justified because of his faith. So ang justification, hindi nakadepende sa works mo, hindi nakadepende sa yung rituals, hindi nakadepende sa yung ceremonials, kundi ito ay nakadepende sa yung pananampalataya. So that is, mga kapatid, the next point. So sabi ni Paul, therefore, if Abraham was justified based on law, hindi po masisave si Abraham dahil wala pang law. But Abraham was justified because of his faith. The promises are not claimed based on our relationship with the law. Because naturally, we are all lawbreakers. The law is not bad. The law is perfect. The law is holy. That's why we all fall short to it. And I thank God, mga kapatid, ng ating justification na hindi naka-base sa ating perfection sa law because we mess up. We didn't make it. It was all based by God's grace through faith. Next, justification apart from personal insufficiency. If justification was based on Abraham's sufficiency, he would be super disqualified, right? Bakit? Number one, hindi perfect si Abraham. Number two, matanda na si Abraham. Pangatlo, baog si Sarah. Pangapat, nung una, nag-doubt si Sarah. So, wala po silang any type of qualification para maging worthy of the promise. But yun ang reason bakit ibinigay ng Diyos sa kanila. Upang ang glory ay hindi mapunta sa kanila, ang glory ay mapunta sa Diyos. So He gave promise to a person na may struggle sa panganak, pero sinabi ng Diyos, I'm gonna give you nations and multitudes. How could that happen? That's impossible. And sabi ng Panginoon, that's what I want. I want it to be impossible so that the glory would not be to you, but to me. And the promise does not rely on Abraham because it's just too impossible, too good to be true kung nakadepende kay Abraham. But the promise was fulfilled not because Abraham was perfect. The promise was fulfilled because God is faithful. God is faithful to His words. And the Bible says, Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Just study the book of Genesis. Study the life of Abraham. You'll see Abraham was not perfect. There were times Abraham was afraid. There were times Abraham lied. Abraham was not perfect. Yet, sa kabila ng kanyang mga human errors and human flaws, finulfill pa rin ni Lord yung kanyang promise kay Abraham. Because God is faithful. So, the best way to understand justification by faith is to study the life and faith of Abraham. Abraham was justified apart from man's work, apart from rituals, apart from the law, and apart from his sufficiency. Abraham was justified by faith. The same thing can happen to all of us. Kayo na nag titiwala at nananampalataya sa Diyos. It was not because of your works. It was not because of your rituals. It was not because of the law. It was not because of your sufficiency. You were justified because Christ took our place. His death became the price. His death is the payment to our sin. And then he was raised back to life for our justification. And because of Christ, when we put our faith in Christ, we are declared righteous. That's the power of justification. That's how powerful it is. It's mind-boggling. You know, you can't imagine na grabe. Grabe. Kahit gaano ka kasama, you can be the most immoral person, psychopath, drug addict, child molester. Lahat ng worst of worst na pwede mong isipin. But if that person repent and put his faith in Christ, that person will be declared righteous. And you don't want that to happen, right? How come that the worst people magiging righteous? But that's the power of justification. God can declare them righteous if they repent and if they put their faith in Jesus Christ. And by the way, bago ka magturo ng worst person, huwag mong kalimutan how worse you are. You are no different to them. You're as evil and as sinful as them. It was only by grace, through faith, that even though we were sinners, God declared us righteous. That is, ladies and gentlemen, Romans chapter 4, justification by faith. Let us pray. Father Lord, we are reminded again of how powerful justification is. This is the heart of the gospel. This is the power of the gospel. And I pray, O Lord, to everyone that are listening, who are probably preachers and teachers of your word, I pray that this could be a blessing to them at gamitin nila ito, Panginoon, to preach the good news. What is the good news, Lord? You paid for us and we can be justified if we put our faith in you. It does not matter how sinful we are. It does not matter how dark our past is. It does not matter how immoral, how dirty, how many things that we have done that are abominable in your sight. When we put our faith upon you, you declared us righteous. That is what we call, and what the Bible says, so great salvation. Thank you, Lord, for giving us this understanding about justification. Thank you, Lord, for the life of Abraham. Naintindihan namin what it means to be justified by faith. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening, friends and buddies. Please like and follow our Facebook page and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Scratch the Surface. Bye!